Okay, today's daf is Lamed Hey. We're going to start at the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amabet at the words. We'll start from Hilkach. It's about 9 lines from the bottom. We're just kind of finishing an idea, but we'll start at those words and then we'll continue from there. Okay. So we were trying to figure out why can't we learn from we had the whole thing about Shnei Ketuvim, right? This concept that Shnei Ketuvim be'imke echad, we can't learn from there. So therefore, we use this back and forth in different ways to try to say maybe we should learn from these, maybe we shouldn't learn from those. So we were up to saying that we should be able to learn from Masa and Hakel that are both mitzvah aseh, shasman grama, and women are chayavot. Why don't we say that we learn from there to be bona av to everywhere else? And then we said, well, if you want to say we really need both, and that's why each one is unique, and therefore each one, we can't necessarily learn from there because we need each one, and it's not a case of Shnei Ketuvim. No, that would be sorry. no, you would want to say Matzav HaHakel, also we need each one, and therefore we should be able to learn from each one. So then, and therefore it would be a question. So then they say, but you don't really need each one separately, and therefore, that's what we're up to now. Hilkach, what are we saying now? In other words, in the end, they show we don't need each one, and therefore it's a case where each one is mentioned, and because there's two cases, we'd say for sure we can't learn from them to anything else, and that's why women are patirot, we don't learn from matzah and haka. So now the Gemara says, well, that works fine and nice. Hanicha lemanda amar emelamtim, according to the opinion that says, Shnei Ketuvim habeim kechad can't teach. You know, we can't set an example for all the others. Ela lamanta amar melamdim ma'ika lemeimar, number one question. V'tu, and now we're going to ask a separate question, which is mitzvat ase shelo azman grama nashim chayavot minalan. So we're leaving aside that first question for right now, and now we're asking a second question, which is how do we know that women are chayavot from non-time-bound mitzvot? So now they say, diyalef mimora, we learn it from Mora, having to be fearful of your parents. Ma mora nashim chayavot. How do we know that? Because it said there was ishimo v'aviv tira, but then we darshan to say it was also because it says kabe davicha v'timecha, right? It includes, we said women are included also by mora. It's not that. It's ish aviv imo tirau. It's plural at the end of that sentence. So tirau comes to include women also. So then we say, so now they're going to say, well, why would you assume that we're going to learn it from Mora? We could take another non-time-bound mitzvah, for example, Talmud Torah, right? Talmud Torah is a case of a non-time-bound mitzvah because you're chayav to learn Torah all the time, vagita bo yomam balayla, and therefore, why don't we say, let's learn from there that women are dafka p'turot. So v'nelev mitalmud Torah, mishum, so now they're going to say no, because Mishum dehavelei Talmud Torah perau yipya shnei ketuvim habein keechad bechol shnei ketuvim habein keechad emelamdim, because we have both Talmud Torah and peru revu. Okay, now if you remember about peru revu, there's a machloket. Not everybody agrees that women are pturot. Some people think women are chayavot in peru revu. So now they're going to say, well, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka damar al shnehem hu omer by varech otam Elohim. So therefore, right, in other words, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka was the one who said that the mitzvah is on both of them, both the man and the woman, because it says, Vayivarech otam Elohim, and he said to both of them, Peru Revu. So therefore, Ma'ika Lamemar, according to him, there's only Talmud Torah, and therefore Talmud Torah should be Bona'av for everything. So what do we answer? Mishum dehavi Talmud Torah u'pidyon ben shnei ketuvim habeim ke'achad, v'chol shnei ketuvim habeim ke'achad, em elamdim. Okay, so we have a different one. We have pidyon ben. Pidyon ben women clearly are not chayavot. We learned that on Daf Kaftet. And therefore, what are we going to say? Shnei ketuvim v'im kechad, em elamdim. We can't learn from here. Therefore, we're going to assume that women are pturot, women are chayavot from mora, mora avim. So now they're going to say, well, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, nami nehavi piri rivya umora shnei ketuvim v'im kechad. If you're going to, right, this is a very, it's like I said yesterday, it's very, we keep going back and forth, back and forth. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, if women are chayavot in Pru Revu, and it specifically told us that in the Pasuk, and women are chayavot in Morav Em, and it specifically told us in the Pasuk, so now we have Shnei Ketuvim, and we should say She'em Alamdim. So now what are we going to have to answer? What's every time we say Shnei Ketuvim Kachad Em Alamdim, and we want to dock a show that Melamdim? We'd have to say Tzricha. Each one is necessary for a very specific reason, and as if you have one, you wouldn't have been able to learn the other, and therefore it's specified in each case, but you can still learn from it to other cases. So Tzricha. Di katav Rachmana Mora, v'lo katav Pirio Rivia, hava amina v'kivshua amar Rachmana. Ish de'darko lichbosh in, isha de'en darka lichbosh lo. Since women generally don't go out and conquer, and since in the Pasuk of Pru Revu it says, v'kivshua, okay, and therefore you might have thought that even though we have Mora, and Mora is bone av to all cases, that Misvarase Shazman Grama and women, Shalo Azman Grama that are not time bound women are Chayavot, you might have thought that specifically in this one, since it uses a Lashon that mostly refers to men, which is conquering, therefore it might not have referred to women, and therefore you needed the Pasuk to specifically say, Vayivarech Otam Elohim, that includes the women. So let's have written it just by Pirio Rivia, and then we could have learned from there to everything else. V'lo katav mora, hava amina, ish de sipek biyado la'asot in, isha de ein sipek biyada la'asot lo. You might have thought that women are different when it comes to mora, because again, what do we learn about women? That they're subjugated to their husbands, and therefore they can't always be mekayim the mitzvah of mora, because they have someone else, so to speak, to report to or to deal with, and therefore you might have thought that she's pater from mora avaim, and therefore it specifically needed to teach it there. So now we've shown that each case needed to be specifically taught, and therefore. So we might have thought lo titchayev klal. Okay, we might have thought she's not mitchayevet at all. Now remember, what do we paskin in the end? She is chayevet, but when there's a conflict or when her husband needs her, she has to deal with things in her house. There's a hierarchy. So they're saying the hierarchy for sure is true, but you might have thought she's released from this mitzvah entirely because of this issue. And the answer is no. She's not released from it entirely. She's only released from it when there's an issue. Okay. So therefore, it's Tzricha. So now they're going to say, well, this all works well. Hani chalamanda amar shnei ketuvim habayim keechad eim alamdim. Right? If we go back to, now, what do we have? Go back to we had the Talmud Torah and Pirio Rivia, or Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen, and we said, therefore, eim alamdim, and therefore, we don't say women are pturot from non-time by mitzvot. But that only works if you say shnei ketuvim habayim keechad eim alamdim. Ela lamanta amar melamdim ma'ika lememar. What can you say if we say melamdim? So amarava papunai yadile letama deham milta. The people from Papunai know the reason for this issue. Umanu, and who is this? Rav Acha bar Yaakov amar kra. Okay, Rav Acha bar Yaakov is the one, and he said that the pasuk says v'haya lecha laot al yadecha ulizikaron ben enecha leman tiyet torat Hashem beficha. Okay, these are the psukim that come up actually in the context of Pesach, right? There's the psukim in, they're repeated in Shmot Yud Gimel and in another section right nearby there. They're somewhat repeated. These are of the four parashiyot that go into the tefillin, right? There's Shema, Vayam, Shemoah, and then there's these two piskaot, which talk about the tefillin. And what does it say here? The tefillin should be la'ot al yadech ulizikaron ben enecha leman tiye torat Hashem beficha. So what do you see here? Huksha kol haTorah kula l'tefillin. You see again the connection, just like in Shema, the link between tefillin and Torah, and Talmud Torah. So, ma tefillin mitzvah aseh shazman grama v'nashim pturot, av kol mitzvah aseh shazman grama nashim pturot. So now they're saying, not Talmud Torah specifically, but they're saying all of the Torah is like tefillin. Okay, last time we said it was dafka v'lima detem otam. This is not talking about Talmud Torah. It's talking about in order the Torah Hashem yebeficha. So now they're saying, what does this mean? That all of the Torah is like tefillin. That's what we're going to darshan from here. So therefore, in other words, if we have a question, should we learn from tefillin or should we learn it from matzah and hakel? So, or not, sorry, back to the previous one, not Matzah and Haggah. Or should we learn it from Talmud Torah and, let's say, Piryo Rivya, or Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen? So if we have a toss-up between them, what are we going to say? We're going to learn it from Tefillin because Huksha Kol HaTorah Kula L'Tefillin. Remember, this is all, if you don't have the concept of Shnei Ketuvim Ben Kechad Ein Melamdim, you think Shnei Ketuvim could be Melamed, and either you hold by Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, and then you have Talmud Torah together with Pidyon HaBen, or you don't hold like him and you put together Talmud Torah with Piryo Rivya. Okay, now obviously you could say, according to the one who puts Talmud Torah with Piryo Rivya, could add the third of Pidyon HaBen. And then they'd have three and we'd say Ein Melamdim. But if you go like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, you only have two options. You have Pidyon HaBen and you have Talmud Torah, in which case we should be able to learn. So they come and tell you, no, it's all because of this pasuk that connects Tefillin to Torah, and therefore everything is going to be judged like Torah. So just like women of Pturot, from Tefillin, they're going to be Pturot from all other mitzvot asay. Shazman grama. Of course, mitzvot asay shazman grama neshim Pturot. And then, so this still doesn't help us. We're trying to talk about non-time bound mitzvot. So how does this help us? What do they say now? It's a very obvious conclusion. Umi de mitzvot asay shazman grama neshim Pturot. Michlal de mitzvot asay shalom shazman grama neshim chayavot. Okay, if you're going to say that they're Pturot from all time bound mitzvot, then we're going to assume that the opposite, right, that all the time-bound mitzvot, they're going to be, the non-time-bound mitzvot, they're going to be chayavot. Okay, this all is going to be questioned, though. Hani chalaman damar tefillin mitzvot aseh shazman grama. That's all assuming that you buy into the theory that tefillin is a mitzvot aseh shazman grama. Ela leman damar, but to those who say it's a mitzvot aseh shelo hazman grama, okay, apparently there were those who say, remember, we had a whole debate last time. What's the issue? Because tefillin can be worn at night.
Well,
apparently there was an issue
that...
They wore them all day.
It's like
right.
Clothing.
Right, they wore them all day. The question is, did they really wear them at night? I'm not so sure. But it does, there's a whole issue, is Laila's man tefillin or not? And if you say that Laila's man tefillin, so then you'd have to say, well, it's not a mitzvot aseh shazman grama because you can't wear it on Shabbatot or Yomim Tovim. But it's that's a good question, whether that's even... whether that even means it's not a mitzvot aseh shazman grama, you know, because it's only certain days of the year you don't say it, so you don't wear it. So anyway, there's obviously this debate between whether it's mitzvot aseh shazman grama or not. So now we're going to say, well, what if you say it's not? So now we're going to learn from Kol HaTorah Kula from Tefillin, which is not even a mitzvot aseh shazman grama. So now Ma'ika LeMeimar. So now they're going to say, well, you can say like this. Man shama. Remember, this is all a question only if you say what. The Shnei Ketuvim Habayim Ke'echad are Milamdim, right? So now they say, very simply, well, man shamat le'damar tefillin mitzvot aseh shelo hazman grama. Who's the one who says this? Rabbi Meir. And what do we know about Rabbi Meir when it comes to Shnei Ketuvim? V'savra la Shnei Ketuvim Habayim Ke'echad, v'chol Shnei Ketuvim Habayim Ke'echad ein Milamdim. He holds that Shnei Ketuvim Habayim Ke'echad don't teach us anything else, and therefore we don't even have to ask this question. Ula Rabbi Yehuda, because in other words, in that case, we don't have anything to show that they're chayavot, because we have two cases, and we don't learn from two cases. Ula Rabbi Yehuda, damar, well, what about, though, that all works well according to Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Yehuda himself holds what? Shnei ketuvim habayim kechad milamdim, do teach us. Utfilin mitzvat aseh shelo hazman grama. And he holds the tefillin is not a time bound. So what's he going to say? Ma'ika lememar, what can he say? What can we say according to him? So now what do we answer? Mishum dehave matza simcha v'hakel shlosha ktuvim habayim ke'echad u'shlosha ktuvim habayim ke'echad ein melamdim. So now we say very simply, we have three on the other side, which are all time-bound mitzvot, the nashim r'chayavot. So we say, we're going to make the jump now, right? So time-bound mitzvot that nashim are commanded to do are three. Three, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, we can't learn there from, right? Once there's three, for sure you're not going to learn to any other case. So therefore, what do we assume then? The three cases, they're chayavot. All other time-bound mitzvot, they're pturot. Once you say all time-bound mitzvot, they're pturot, then you can make the jump to say all non-time-bound mitzvot, they're chayavot. Okay, so done with this. Okay, we're finished. Now we're going to move on. So... you know, again, I go back to what I said yesterday about, yes, it's very back and forth, and, you know, but again, I think, go back to what I said yesterday, that this was all their way of, you know, trying to show their conclusion
with their... It's a backwards justification.
Right, with their... a backwards justification, trying to explain away things using their methods of drashot. Okay. V'chol mitzvot lo tase. You remember what the mitzvot lo tase, what did we say? Women are chayavot, right? Echad anashim, echad nashim chayavim. Minani mile, where do you learn this from? Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, v'chein tana debei Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, we're going to see three different sources here. So we're going to quote first the Tana debei Rabbi Yishmael. Amar kra ish o isha ki yasu mikol chatot ha'adam. Hishva katuv ish li'isha l'chol onashim shebatorah. Okay, this is a pasuk by the Korbanot. It's talking about the Korban Chatat. So a woman or a man who sins, okay, and has to bring a Chatat. So what do you see here? They made ish o isha. They say when it comes to Chataim, men and women are both obligated. Okay? So therefore, all onashim, they're going to extend it to all onashim. That's the first one. Debei Rabbi Eliezer Tana, okay, there's going to be three Tana, right? The Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, okay, the Tanaim from his house, versus the Tana from the school of Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Kra Asher Tasim Lifnehem. Okay, what's this? This is Eila Mishpatim, Parshat Mishpatim, Asher Tasim Lifnehem. These are, by the way, Dine Mamono. Hishva Katuv Isha Le'ish L'chol Dinim Shebatorah. So it says Lifnehem. Lifnehem, we're assuming, means in front of them, includes men and women. Debe Chizkiya Tana. Here's a third Tanaitic source from the house of Chizkiya. Amar Kra. Vehemit ish o isha. Okay, this is very different. This is a pasuk talking about, okay, if you look in the Torah or Shmo Kaf Aleph Kaftet, v'im shur nagachu mitmol shoshom, this is if a shur kills a person, and he's a shur mu'ad, v'hu'a b'ba'ala v'lo yishmerenu, and they didn't watch him, vehemit ish o isha, and he killed a man or a woman. Now, this isn't the man or the woman doing something wrong. This is an animal killing both a man or a woman. What do they say here? Hishva katuv isha li'ish l'chol mitot shebatorah. So he now says, since either of them getting killed, the shur or the bala shur is responsible, and the shur ends up getting killed. So we see that the woman has importance like a man in terms of death, and therefore we're going to make a jump from here. That, right, and why wouldn't you think she does? We're going to see, okay? So by the way, keep it in mind, they're going to suggest that maybe you would think that you wouldn't be chayav if you killed a woman, because... we'll see. Okay. I won't give it away yet. Okay? So, what do we say here? So, therefore, they're mashvim l'chol mitot shebatorah. Okay? And therefore, we're going to assume that a woman is therefore going to be chayevet if she does something wrong also. Okay. Utsricha. So, now, why do we need all three of these? Okay? What's unique about each one that isn't about the other? If we just had the first one about michol chatot adam, what would you have thought? Why do you bring a korban? There's two aspects. One is you did something wrong, and two is we want to allow you to get kapara. So they're going to say, mishum kapara chas rachmana ala. And maybe the Torah had rachmanut on the woman and allowed her to get kapara. But not necessarily that she'd be responsible for everything. It's just that they're going out of their way to give her kapara. Aval dinim, but you might have thought in dinim mamonot, ema ish debar masao matan in ishalo. Since a man is generally the one who's doing the masao matan and the business dealings, and the woman less so, so therefore you might assume that when it comes to business dealings, only the man's going to be chayav and not the woman. Like, it's not her realm. The iash muinanha. But let's say you have a woman who does do masao matan. So let's say we're coming to say, if there's a case of a woman who's doing masao matan and she steals someone's money or she does something inappropriate, she should be responsible too. So you might have thought, maybe just that case, ha mishum dechiyutahu, because that's her livelihood. Okay. In other words, yes, it's true most women don't, but this woman, it's her livelihood, and therefore we should make her responsible. Aval kofer, but when it comes to the kofer, what's the kofer? That's not the kapara of the korban. The kofer is... when the shur kills someone, there's a kofer. In kofer yushat alav, there's like a kofer he has to pay. So now they're going to say, when it comes to the kofer, ish debar mitzvahin isha lo. Maybe in that case, there would just be an ish, because he's commanded to do mitzvot. Whereas a woman's not commanded to do mitzvot, so if she dies, here's our favorite line, if she dies, it's not as big a deal because she's not chayevet in mitzvot. It's not like this loss of, now this person can't do mitzvot. Okay. take that and move on with that. Okay. It's only a hava mina. Don't worry.
And here okay. I thought it was all because a woman doesn't really.
You're going to say she's not even her own person because all her money goes to her husband. She doesn't even have her own money. Yafeh. But here they're saying when it comes to responsibility, if a shor kills her, so maybe it's not as critical as if a man gets killed. Okay. Okay, at least they're finally getting to this, right? When it comes to the last case where a man or woman is getting killed, so we'd say, it's an ibud neshama, whether they're chayav mitzvot or not, right? You would say, oh, this is, you know, a terrible loss. And therefore, chas rachman ala, and therefore there's going to be the kofar. Aval hanach tarte emalo, but in the other cases, it's just a monetary sechsuch or a problem between her and God, she did something wrong. You might have thought she's not responsible. Therefore, it's tzricha. So that's what's unique about each of these three cases.
I'm sorry, what was unique about tassim lefnehem?
Tassim lefnehem is because it's, because there it's chiyuta, it's her livelihood. Okay, so that's, it's not exactly clear, like if it's her livelihood, so what? But, right, if Rashi says, Di'i leita b'chlal dinim ein l'chayim, ha'kogos l'inota v'igozel t'tachirim. In other words, if she needs to survive, then she needs, right, then she doesn't have any life, like people are going to steal things from her. You have to let her stand up for herself, because this is her, in other words, if somebody steals from her, and we don't make them responsible, so she's going to be in trouble. She's not going to have any money to survive on. I guess that's the idea. Okay. Now, okay, we finished now that section, okay, with the difficult havaminas that the Gemara had. And now we're going to move on to the last part of the Mishnah, okay? So if you remember the Mishnah on Kaftet, what did it say? It said, all mitzvot aseh shelo hazman grama, that are not time-bound, women are chayavot, chutz mi bal takif u bal tashchit u bal tatameh lemetim. Okay, this is you can't shave around your head, right? You can't be tashchi pe'atz kanecha, and you can't be metameh lamet if you're a kohen. Okay, so for this, I brought you lots of psukim, okay, because we're going to see a back and forth. If you recall, we talked about this whole thing about the pe'ot. We're going to get back to this, have a repeat of sugyot that we've seen. It's always fun when that happens, right? They're already somewhat familiar to us. For those who've been learning for a while, I can't remember, they came up in... They come up. Let me see. They came up in Yevama, maybe.
The Piri Arivia stuff also.
Right, the Piri Arivia stuff we also saw before. Anyway, I think it was in Yevama. Okay. So now, what if you remember correctly, when we learned then, what did we learn? We learned that the Lotakifu and Lotashchit and parts of these things are repeated twice. Okay, they come up in Vayikra Yud Tet. We'll read the Pesukim a little bit before we start. Pasuk Kaf Zayin in Vayikra Yud Tet. It's on the sheets. Lo takifu pe'at roshchem ve'lo tashchit et pe'at kanecha. That's the Pasuk that we're going to talk about. The next Pasuk, which we'll also get to soon at the end. V'seret lenefesh lo titnu b'pesachem u'kto v'kaka lo titnu b'hem anechshem. We're going to focus more on the seret lenefesh. You're not allowed to scratch your body when somebody dies. Okay, like to do physical... harm to your own body, physical
which was a standard
destruction of your
practice.
Body, which was a standard mourning practice of the non-Jews. So you're not allowed to do that. Here it talks about scratching. We're going to see in another pasuk where it talks about a little differently. Okay. So if you skip now to Dvarim Perek Yudalid, this is also a general pasuk to everybody. Banim atem laHashem Elokechem lo titgo didu, which means also don't inflict yourself. We're going to see later that they're going to try to distinguish. Seret, they think, is with your hands. And to go to do, they're going to suggest, is possibly with a kli. And that's the difference between them. And they prove it with a pasuk of Malachim, where it talks about that they were mitgodidim, or I don't know what the word is exactly, but they inflicted pain on themselves with a kli. Okay, biramachim, and maybe a cherev, it said there. This pasuk where it talks about that they inflicted themselves with kelim, and therefore they're going to suggest that seret is with your hands, and to go to do is with a kli. V'lo tasimu korcha ben enechem lamet. You're not allowed to make yourself bald. Okay, also. That's one pasuk. Okay, those are two pasukim that talk about the regular person. Then if you look in Vayikra Kaf Aleph, it's talking about the Kohanim. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, emor la Kohanim b'nei Aharon, v'amar talehem l'nefesh lo yitameh ba'amav. Okay, this is all about not becoming tamei. Kim l'sheiro akarov elav, except for the following people. Okay, and then skip to pasuk hey. Lo yikrichu korcha birosham. Also, you can't make yourselves bald. Upeat kanam lo yigalechu. Ubivsaram lo yisritu sarate. Okay, they can't shave their beards and they can't inflict themselves with pain. Okay, so and that's kedoshim yiyu, etc. Then it talks about isha zonah v'chalala lo yikachu, who they're not allowed to marry. It's all sorts of things related to kohanim. Okay, where this pe'at zakan comes up in both places. And if you remember, we darshined that the pe'at kanam there by the kohen says lo yigalechu, and by the regular people in vayikra yotet it says lo tashchit, don't destroy. So we're going to talk about the differences, right? They're going to make a gzera shava and learn that what's true for one is true for the other, and they're going to get to what implements you can use or can't use. They're going to learn from one to the other. So hold off on that. We'll see it inside. So chutz mi bal takif u bal tashchit, okay, which again comes from vayikra yotet kaf zayin. Bishlama bal titameh lemetim. So now they're going to say, I understand lo titameh lemetim, because the pasuk is addressed to, what's the section where it says lo titameh lemetim in Vayikra Kaf Aleph? Dichtiv emor lekohanim b'nei Aharon, say to the sons of Aharon, specifically b'nei Aharon v'lo b'not Aharon. Okay, and if you notice, other than that pasuk, all the other things mentioned there are clearly just for men, because one is lo titameh lemetim, we know it doesn't refer to women, right? It's all about who they could be mitameh to. And who they can't. And then isha zonah v'chalala yikachu, all the psulei chitun are all for the man, not for the woman. Okay, so it makes sense that lo'ikhul korcha would be just for the men, not for the women. Ella. What? Right, he didn't have daughters. Right.
We don't know.
Maybe he had granddaughters. You can at least assume it's b'nei Aharon. I don't know if they mean it literally just to the sons. It means to all the tzeetzaim of Aharon. That's, I think, the way they understand it. Ella, bal takif u bal tashchit minalan. Dichtiv lo takifu pe'at roshchem v'lo takif et pe'at zchanecha. Kol sheyeshno b'hashchata, yeshno b'hakafa. V'hanei na sheho'il v'lo itnuhu b'hashchata, litnuhu b'hakafa. So now they're going to say, look at the pasuk. It talks about lo takifu pe'at roshchem and lo tashchitu pe'at zchanecha. So they're going to say, well, we're going to compare the two. Since women are not part of lo tashchi pe'at kanecha, you can't shave your beards. We're going to see why women are not part of this in a minute. Since women, for instance, they don't tell you that, right? They say, since women are not part of that one, they're clearly also not part of lo takifu. Okay? So now, uminalan de lo inuhu bashchata. How do we know they're not bashchata? They can't shave their beards. So number one, ibai de'em asfara, deha, lo it luhu zakan. Okay, women just don't have beards. So it's logical. Logical to say women don't have beards. They have no issur to shave them. Okay, we'll see maybe later, maybe women do have beards. So hold off. V'ibai de'em akra, damar kra, or maybe you could say we learn it for the pasuk, because the pasuk says, lo takifu pa'at roshchem, v'lo tashchit et pa'at zkanecha, u'midishane kra b'diburei, de'im ken, nichtav rachmana. All right, they change their words, okay? In other words, what does it mean? Look at the pasuk. There's something not corrects like the syntax of it. Or I don't know exactly the word for it, but you'll see in a minute. Lo takifu pe'at roshchem means your heads, plural, right? Then it says lo tashchit pe'at zkanecha. Then it turns into the singular. So it goes from plural to singular. So midishane krabadi bure, since it changed its the way it was using the words there, de'im kein nechtav rachmana pe'at zkanchem. My zikanecha. So now they're going to darshan the word zikanecha. What is zikanecha telling you? Zikanecha v'lo zikan ishtecha. Your beard and not your wife's beard. Okay. So that's, they assume now either that we learn it from logic states that women don't have beards, or the pasuk switches from roshchem to zikanecha to say zikanecha is only for women, and then we're going to learn back once we say that either which way, svara or drasha, that women aren't part of Pe'at Zkanecha, then they're also not going to be part of Lo Takifu Pe'at Roshchem. So now they want to know, really? Women don't have beards and it's not, they don't have an isur to destroy their beards. V'lo v'hatanya. There's a braita that says, Zikan Isha, if a woman has a beard, v'hasaris she'helu se'ar, harein kezaken l'kol divrehem. Okay, if you have a woman or a saris, right, a eunuch, who has hair, okay, and the assumption was he generally didn't grow hair, then this is considered like a zakan for everything. So now what's the assumption? What does it mean for everything? My love, l'hashchata, does this not mean that they're not allowed to shave it? Okay, now what's the obvious assumption they're talking about here? Probably women, right? When they're postmenopausal, right? They can start growing facial hairs. So maybe it's talking about that, or even women sometimes younger have facial hairs, things like that. So maybe they're not allowed to do that, and maybe that's what this bright is saying. And it's, what else would this bright to be talking about? So Amar Abaye, lahashchata lo matzit, lahashchata lo. Okay, it's not lahashchata. Okay, this is not when it says zakani shava sarisha lusear harein kazakan lachod ram. They're not talking about hashkata. Okay, so they suggest that maybe women do have beards, and you can see that if they do have beards, they're chayav in hashkata from this braita. Abaye says no, that's not the case. Now he's going to explain. Matzit amar diyalef peat peat mi bnei haron. We can say that we learn a gzera shava of peat peat. Now look back in vayikra kaf aleph pasuk hey. It says by the Kohen, Pa'at kanam lo yigalechu, and it says by us, lo takifu pa'at roshchem, in Yutek kaf zayin. So what are we going to say here? Ma lahalan nashim pturot, just like B'nai Aron, we said for sure it's not talking about the women, av kan nashim pturot. Okay, and therefore we know for sure they're not part of Hashchata. Ve'i sfiraland ki katav B'nai Aron akule enyana katav, Ktiv, sorry, if you're going to say that when it said B'nai Aharon, it was talking about the whole section there, right? Not just, now we're going to see that there was a difference of opinion about whether, when it said Emor HaLakonim B'nai Aharon, are they talking just about the first topic, about who you can be mitameh to, or are they also including the rest of the section? Now, by the way, I specifically brought you Pasuk Zayin, where it says, Yishazon Avachala Lo Yikachu, to show that clearly, in Pasuk Zayin, they're talking just to the men. So to say that they were talking only to the men in the first few psukim, then when they got to lo yikruchu korcha, they were talking to everybody, and then later back in Pasuk Zion, they were talking back only to men. It seems a little strange. But they're going to suggest anyway that maybe B'nai Aron was just to Pasuk Dalet or Pasuk Gimel, and therefore once you get to Pasuk Hey, it's already talking about women also. So now they're going to say, though, the opposite, right? Isfiraland chikata b'nei Aron akule in yanakati k'tiv. It was talking about the whole section. Nishto kramine. The pasuk just didn't even need to say anything. V'tite b'kavachomer. You could have learned it just from a kavachomer. What would you say? You know, you wouldn't need the gzeres shavin. If you're assuming that the whole section is talking about b'nei Aron, then you wouldn't need to make a gzeres shavin, because you could have used something simpler, a kavachomer. Why? What would be your kavachomer? Va'ana amina. Uma koinim sheriba behena katuv mitzvot yeterot, b'nei aharon v'lo b'not aharon, Yisrael lo kol shekein. If the koinim got so many specific commandments, right, they got extra things, and yet it was only to the men and not the women, then obviously when we're talking about Yisrael, who got less commandments in this regard, and yet got similar things about not shaving their heads, etc., right, not shaving their beards. So lo kol shekein, that it's going to be just men and not women. Right? You understand if the Kohanim, you can make this argument obviously otherwise, but this is the way the Kavachomer is working. The Kohanim are more special, right? That they have these unique halachot, and they have more halachot relating to them, and yet the women are excluded. Then Yisrael, who have less, are also going to exclude the women from these commandments. That's the assumption. So now, why did you need the Gzeira Shava, is what they're saying. Kavachomer would have been sufficient. So now they say, I love gzera shava, hava mina hifsika inyan. I would have thought that when it said, now some of them first say, because it says, and it starts to mention women there, and then there's like a break. They're going to say, maybe, because it says, la yitama, period, that maybe they're hifsika inyan. And therefore, the B'nai Aron only related to the first few psukim, and from that pasuk and on, it included women. So therefore, you need the Gzeira Shava, because you couldn't necessarily make a Kavachomer, because maybe this wasn't only for the men. Maybe it was also for the women. V'imishum Gzeira Shava, now they're going to say, and if you're going to say it's a Gzeira Shava, I skipped a word. I love Gzeira Shava, hami avinu hifsika inyan. So hashtanami nema hifsika inyan. Okay, so then we'll say for our purposes that also hifsika inyan, and then we can't learn. But if you're going to say it's the Gzera Sheva, we need this Gzera Sheva for something else. Okay, there's a different need for this Gzera Sheva, not for our purposes. There's another Braita that does that same Kavachomer and teaches us something else. The same Gzera Sheva teaches us something else. Lo yigalchu. Yeah, and here's the thing that we learned already. Okay, this comes up in Nazir. That's where we learned it, in Nazir. Lo yigalchu. So it says, right, lo yigalechu. Pe'atz kanam by the coin, it says, lo yigalechu. Yachol gilcho b'misparayim. I should have remembered it was from Nazir, right? Because it was all about the Nazir cutting his hair. Yachol gilcho b'misparayim yehechayav. You might have thought if you cut with a scissor, it would be forbidden. Talmud lomar lo tashchit. Therefore, when it says in Vayikra Yutet, the pasuk talking about everybody, says lo tashchit, teaches you that misparayim, right? Don't destroy it from the root. Tashchit means you have to destroy it from the root. So therefore, you're allowed to shave with misparayim. So you might have thought that if you pluck it out with tweezers or with a, this is some of the interpretations say it's a type of plane, okay, that gets it really close and close to the roots. Talmud lamar lo yigalechu, but it says don't shave it, right? Picking out with tweezers is not the same as shaving. Ha ketzad giluach sheyesh ba hashkata. So what type of shaving has a destruction element to it? Heve omer zetar. That's a razor. Okay, and that's what we get, that people don't use razors to shave with. It comes from here. So then they say, therefore, what did they learn here? You needed the gzera shava of pe'at pe'at to teach you the rules of which things are forbidden to use for shaving purposes and which things are allowed. Therefore, you can't learn from it to the women issue. So what, right, just like women are excluded from the Bnei Aaron in their case, then they're excluded also from here. So now what are they going to say? Our typical answer, which is we can learn from it two things. Okay, why? Im kim nichtav rachmana et shebezikancha. My pe'atz kanecha shma minatarite. It could have just said lo tashchit et shebezikancha. And because it says et pe'atz kanecha, we can learn from it two things. Because if you notice the gzera shava, what words appear in both? Pe'atz kanam. There's two words that are the same. So they're kind of darshaning the pe'a word and the zikanam word, okay? Or zikancha word. My pe'atz kanecha shma minatarite. Okay. Now we're still left with our question about this braita. So what's the relevance of this? If we said it's not lahashkata, because we've now proven gzera shava, right? You have the kavachomer in addition to the gzera shava, right? Which you would need the gzera shava also, we proved. You need the gzera shava to teach you that it's only for women. So what's this issue about the pe'atz kanecha? So now what are we going to say? Also, another reference to Tzara'at. Okay, related to Parshat Shavua. So what's the relevance of this? Amar Zutra Lituma'at Nega'im. Okay, what does this mean? That if you have a nega, there's different rules about nega'im. You can pay attention tomorrow in shul. There's different rules about whether it's a, if a se'ar, what color the hair has to be depending on where it is on your body. So if you have a white hair on parts of the body, it's a problem. But if it's on your zakan, it has to be yellow for it to be tzara'at. So they're saying in order to say, so let's say a woman grows a blonde hair where her zakan is supposed to be, so we can, when it has all the other things of tzara'at to it, so now you can say, right, there's something, and then it grows a hair out of it, so then we can say that she'll also, in other words, the rules of tzara'at to her zakan are the same as the rules of the man. You wouldn't say, oh, this area isn't considered a zakan, we're going to treat it like the regular part of the body, and if it doesn't have, if it has a yellow hair, well, that's not tzara'at. Okay, so okay, very simple, but no, not a good answer. Why? They're going to say, we don't need a braita to teach you that. The pasuk teaches you that, because what does it say? Tumat negeim behediktiva. V'ish o isha ki yebo nega barosh o bezakan. It says it explicitly, ish o isha, when it talks about the zakan. So, ela ama merzutra lita rat negeim. It doesn't mean to be mitame negeim. It means for the whole process of tahara, it applies to a woman the same as the man if she has the yellow hair on her zakan. So then I say, what do you mean? Taran negeim nami pshita. Tkevet ba tumahi ba taharahi. In other words, what do you mean? You're going to say that she's the same for tumah, but she's not the same for the tihor process? Obviously, if she's matami the same way, well, then the tahara process is going to be the same also. So therefore, what do they say? Istrich. Salka da tachamina. So now we're going back to the original, that it's really the tumat negeim. But why did you need specifically a drasha about it? You might have thought that you could break this pasuk in two. Okay, sorry, I didn't bring... Did I bring this pasuk? Yeah, okay, read the pasuk. Isha isha ki ye bonega barosh o bezakan. So now what are they going to say? Okay, it's Vayikra Yugimel pasuk kaftet. Hadar atan... sorry, isha isha ki ye bonega barosh o bezakan. Hadar atan le'ish. Kamashmalan. You might have thought that the, I think, wait, I think they're going to say that the zakah, I think, one second, let me make sure. Right, that the Rosh is talking about the woman and the zakan is only about the man. That's what they're going to say, okay? That the you might have thought that when it said, Isha isha kiyeh no nega barosh, take a break for a second, and now, or for the man by the zakan. That's how they're reading that pasuk. Follow? That when it comes to the zakan, it's only referring to the man. When it comes to the Rosh, it's talking about the man and the woman. And that's why you needed the Braita, kamashman, the Braita needed to tell you that the Rosh and the Zakan are both relating to the man and the woman. The man and woman is attached to, is describing, modifying both Berosh or Bezakan. Okay, now we're going to have Isitane, Af Bal Yikrachu Nashim Pturot. Okay, if you notice, they didn't mention in the, one second, the Mishnah said, right? The Mishnah said, Chutz mi Bal Tachkifu Bal Tashchitu Bal Tatameh Lametim. But it didn't mention Lo bal yikruchu korcha, to shave your hair off, okay, to make yourself bald. So Isi learned in our Mishnah that it should include af bal yikruchu nashima p'tura. My time of the Isi
nashima p'tura.
Yeah, nashima p'tura. Right, it's just like lo takif and right bal takif and bal tashchit. So now they're going to say also bal yikruchu nashima p'tura. My time of the Isi the derish hachi. Okay, look at the pasuk now in Dvarim Yudala pasuk Aleph. What does it start with? Banim atem la Hashem Elokechem. Lo titgodetu velo tasimu korcha ben enechem lemeit. Okay, now keep in mind the next pasuk is ki am kadosh ata la Hashem Elokecha. Okay, so now how does he read this? Banim velo banot lekorcha taomer lekorcha eno ela ligdida. When it says banim, and it means banim below banot, what's it referring to? Is it referring to the issue of lotit go to do? Or is it referring to lotasimu korcha ben enechem? Okay? So what do they say? Kishuo mer ki am kadosh atah l'Hashem Elokecha. The next pasuk says, notice how this is not a riboy miyuk, a riboy, but it's a little similar to that. What's it saying? It starts out with banim, only banim. The next pasuk says, because you're an Am Kadosh. Now, Am Kadosh includes women. Luckily, this time they're saying Am Kadosh includes women, right? Okay? So now, Am Kadosh includes women. So the assumption is that there's, I'm going to call it a reboy and a mute, right? They're including women for something, and they're excluding them from something else. So now, if you look at the pasuk, what would be the obvious? Well, the banim is next to lotit godidu. And the lotasimu korcha is similar to the next pasuk, which is ki Am Kadosh. So that's what they're asking. They're saying, are you going to say that the banim velo banot is specifically relating to don't shave your head off? Okay, now let's hair. Put it this, your hair, okay. Well, don't shave your head. No, you would say to shave your head?
You would shave your head off.
No, but you would shave, yeah. It's just a way of saying to shave your hair. So, if you look at this pasuk, what does it say? Logic would state that if you're going to exclude women from something, you're going to exclude them from shaving their hair. But if you're going to include women for something, you're going to include them from destroying their body. Right, from cutting themselves or something like that. So that's logic. But the order of the psukim would do the opposite because the banim is next to lotit godidu and the am kadosh is next to lotasimu korcha. So that's what's going to cause the confusion. So they're asking, so Isi said very simply, nashima p'tura from bal yikruchu korcha. So now what do we have here? Ki am kadosh Hashem lokecha banim v'lo banot lekorcha ataomer, sorry, ataomer lekorcha eino ela ligdida. In other words, they're saying Am Kadosh comes to include the Gdida. So ha ma'ani makayem banim velo banot lekorcha. Okay, so he's saying, therefore, we're going to say that Ki Am Kadosh comes to include lotit godidu for women, and the banim atem comes to exclude them from baltikhu korcha. So now we're going to obviously ask, Uba ra'ita, we've seen this before, right? Why this and not that? My ra'ita l'rabot et ha'gdida u'lotzi et ha'korcha. Why don't we say the opposite? Why don't they say the opposite? So now they're going to explain why. Marbe ani et ha'gdida sheyeshna b'mkom ha'se'ar v'shelo b'mkom ha'se'ar. The gdida is a more inclusive thing in general because it applies to any body part, whether it's where your hair is or where your body is. U'motzi ani et ha'korcha she'ena ela b'mkom se'ar. The korcha is already a limited thing. So if it's limited already, we're going to limit it more. Ve'ema, why don't we say banim v'lo bano? Why don't we have a different interpretation? Which is, this is just like the last time, where we're just raising all the possibilities, okay? Just like on the previous stuff. Maybe the banim velo banot applies both to lo tidgodidu and lo tasimu, and ki am kadosh ata l'Hashem, which is the next pasuk, is really referring to something else. Now here it's a strange thing. They're going to say it's referring to, you know, we're in Devarim Perek Yudalid, pay attention. It's referring to Vayikra Perek Yutet Pasuk Kavchet, where it says v'seret l'nefesh lo tidnu b'v'sarchem. Okay? So now they're going to say okay, so they're going to say, and this is where I said in the very beginning, they distinguish between lotit godidu and lotit ritu seret lenefesh. Seret lenefesh is with the yad lo b'kli, and lotit godidu is with the kli. So what are they going to say? That maybe banim atem means banim velo banot, both for lotit godidu and lotit simu korcha. This is, they're trying to suggest something against what Isi Ben Yehuda says. And Ki Am Kadosh is trying to include, what's it including? Not something here, but something on the topic, but which appears somewhere else, which is Seret LaNefesh Lo Tidnu B'Sarchem. The women can't destroy themselves with their hands or something, or without an implement. I was thinking that maybe part of the logic here is that they think men use kelim in general, weapons and things like that. They didn't think women use them very much. So therefore, how would a woman do it? She'd do it with her hand, right? That's a shoe with her nails, right? You can think about it. So maybe that's why they thought that this was the thing. So anyway, what are they going to answer? Why did Isi say that? Because Kasever Isi Srita Vigdida Achati. He thinks that they're all the one and the same, that there's no distinction between Srita and Lotit Godidu, in which case there's nothing else to include, so it must be Lotit Godidu. And that's his logic, that we're going to include women for Lotit Godidu and exclude them for Lotit Simukor Chaben Nechem Lamet. Okay, it's going to continue more onto the next page with some more stuff about this. Stop here for today.